Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Dick Huddleston reporting. Well, Lum and Abner didn't do it again. Their sponsor, Mose Moots, the barber, still isn't happy. In fact, yesterday he was just about the unhappiest man in Pine Ridge. Lum and Abner put on a daytime serial for Mose, and it was such a tearjerker that it might nigh tore Mose's heart to pieces. The old fellas are getting near the giving up stage as they talk things over in their jot-em-down store.
No, we're just going to rehearse today, Abner. We ain't going on the air with no programs of no kind till we know Mose Moots is going to be happy with it.
Well, dog is in that case, Lum. We never will get on air. That varmint ain't happy about nothing we put on so far.
I know it. And it's hurting our radio business, too. All our other sponsors are just sitting around waiting to see if we can study up a good program for Mose wherever they come in on it.
There, huh?
Yeah, Mose is sort of a sponsor guinea pig, you might say.
That's just the way I'm beginning to feel about him. You can leave the guinea off.
And if we don't give Mose a show that satisfies him, we might just as well drop right out of the radio business.
Doggies, I'd hate to do that. Hate to see all my acting talents going to waste here.
Yeah, it'd be a shame to take my golden voice off the air just when I'm getting to be such a big favorite.
Favorite?
Why, sure. All over town, they're talking about my announcing.
I know they're. You ought to hear what they're saying.
Well, I try not to listen. I don't want to get conceited over this.
You won't.
No, I reckon not. I'm pretty level-headed about such things.
Yeah, if you ain't level-headed now, you will be. I've heard more folks say they're going to whop you on top of the head if you don't get off the air and stop drowning out all them other programs.
Oh, well, they'll get used to that. Quick as we get a lot of programs on the air, folks in Pine Ridge will like them so much they won't want to listen to them other shows.
Uh-huh. What is this program we're going to rehearse for Mose?
Oh, it's called Pine Ridge Princess.
Huh?
It's sort of a contest among a bunch of women folks, and whichever one comes off the best gets to ask for something she'd rather have more than anything else, and then we try to get it for her.
How in the world will that advertise Mose's barbershop?
I don't know. That was Mose's idea. And he wanted to have the dad blamedest idea in there. I might not ashamed to tell it to you. I talked him out of that, though.
Good. What was his idea?
Oh, he wanted us to get in touch with some circus or carnival and get hold of a bearded lady and let her get to be the Pine Ridge Princess for that day.
A bearded lady? What in the world for her?
Well, so when we asked her what she wanted worse than anything else, she'd say, a shave at Mose Moots' barbershop.
Hi, doggies, that's a good idea.
Why, Abner, that's the silliest thing in the world.
Well, he'd shave her right out of a job, though, I'll say that for her. Reckon we could get hold of one?
Well, we ain't going to do it, I'll tell you that. The idea is out.
Oh.
I told him he might know about the barbering business, but we know about the radio business, so just let us figure it out.
Good for you.
So I wrote out some scripts for this program, and me and you are going to rehearse it right now.
Well, now, hold on, Lum. I ain't going to be no princess. I can tell you that right here and now.
Well, you don't need to be. I'm going to get a batch of women folks in here. One of them's going to be chose as princess. You're going to be the announcer.
Me? I thought you was the announcer, the feller that grins while he talks.
Well, not on this show. I'm the mister of ceremonies.
Huh?
He's the feller that sort of runs things, gets off all them smart remarks, and carries on, jollies the women folks.
You going to do that?
Oh, I'm a natural for that. You know how I get along with the women folks. Have them dying laughing half of the time.
I never noticed it.
Just my dynamo personalities, I reckon. I don't know what it is, hardly. Well, let's run over the scripts and see how it sounds.
Is this me where it says announcer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just wish we had somebody around here that we could use for the contestants.
Well, I'm going to be too busy being a golden voice announcer, Lum, to do that.
Howdy, character.
Oh, dog, is Lum here somebody we can use? Come in here, Cedric.
Yeah, come here, Cedric. You can help us out here.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't got time now, Mr. Lum. I just come in to get a jar of peanut butter.
Yeah, we'll give you the peanut butter later on. We need a princess right now.
Mom?
Yeah, Cedric, we want you to be a housewife.
A housewife?
Yeah.
Well, do you think I'm the right type?
Well, you'll do for now. Let's say it's your Mrs. Fremont of Hatfield.
Well, all I want's a jar of peanut butter.
Well, you get it, Cedric.
Chunk style.
All right, Abner, start reading your part there.
Oh. Hello, hello. This is the brand new Moe's Moot Show, Pine Ridge Princess, coming to you from the glamorous setting of the Jot'em Down store.
Could I have my peanut butter?
Quiet, Miss Fremont. And here's your mister of ceremonies, the man with the dominoes.
Dynamo.
Oh, Dynamo's personality, your fiend and mine.
That's friend.
Laughing Lum Eddards.
Hi there, everybody. And a special hi to the women of the Grand Council who are sitting here on our stage.
Where? I don't see them.
Of course not. This is just a rehearse.
Oh.
Could I have my peanut butter, please, Mom?
Shut up, Miss Fremont.
Abner, that ain't no way to talk to our candidate.
Ah.
Once again, we have a batch of candidates for the Pine Ridge Princes. Parks Peabody will bring them up to the microphone.
Parks Peabody? Who's that? One of my relays?
That's you.
Huh?
I give you a new name because, well, I don't know. Abner just don't sound like the name of a big-time announcer somewhere or other. Sounds sort of country.
Country? Lum Eddards, I've lived all my life right here in the city of Pine Ridge, and I've always used that name.
Well, I thought a name like Parks would give the program a little class.
Abner's a lot classier, I'll say that.
And one of these candidates is going to have 24 gold hours here in Pine Ridge. Also a bunch of other junk. Now, here's our first candidate. All right, will you bring her up here, Parks Peabody?
Huh? Come on, Cedric.
And read your script.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Eddards, this is Mrs., ain't got nothing else wrote down here.
Well, you're supposed to put in whoever's name it is there.
Oh.
I'll carry on from here. How do you do, madam? That's you, Cedric.
Mom.
Welcome to Moe's Moots' Pine Ridge Princess. And what is your name?
Cedric.
No, your name's Miss Fremont. Don't you know nothing?
Oh, I never knowed it was changed.
It is.
Well, we're surely glad to have you with us today, Miss Fremont. Where are you from?
Oh, I ain't from no place. This is where I live, right here.
Tell him you're from Hatfield.
Oh, he'll never believe that. He knows better.
Well, try him anyway.
I'm from Hatfield.
Well, good.
Well, but don't go. He believed me.
Well, he's supposed to, Cedric. He's a mister of ceremonies.
By the way, Abner, whenever Miss Fremont says Hatfield, why, we stop there and have a lot of hand clapping.
Why?
I don't know. That's just one of the rules of radio. Anytime anybody says the name of a hometown, everybody's got to clap their hands. All right, Miss Fremont, are you married?
Mom.
How many children do you have?
Who, me?
Well, Miss Fremont, it's been just awful glad talking to you. All right, Abner, bring up the next candidate.
Cedric's the only one we got.
Oh, yeah. In the regular show, we'll have a whole batch of women.
Yeah.
For now, we'll say Miss Fremont win the contest for Pine Ridge Princess.
Well, good for Miss Fremont. What's she do now, Lum?
Well, just stand there while I say some more junk here.
Oh.
Parks Peabody, has the Grand Council chose the princess?
Yes, they has.
Well, good. Folks, this is the big, exciting moment of the whole show. So just hold on to your hats. All right, who is the winner, Parks Peabody?
The winner is Mrs., no name down here.
Well, put in Miss Fremont's name.
Oh, the winner is Mrs. Fremont of Hatfield.
Congratulations, Mrs. Fremont. Parks Peabody, get the princess ready for the big crowning.
Yes, sir, Laughing Lum Eddards. Here, Mrs. Fremont, put on this crimson velvet kimono.
Oh, now, just wait a minute.
You got to put it on, Cedric. That's what the script says.
Oh, for God's sakes, I feel silly.
Well, you look silly, to be honest.
That's fine. Now, crown Miss Fremont. Parks Peabody.
All right.
Oh!
So hard, Abner. Careful with that crown.
I'll be that crown's a little big, comes clean down over his eyes.
And now for the exciting moment. I now pronounce you Princess Cedric, Princess of Pine Ridge.
Hooray! Hooray!
Princess Cedric, you are now the happiest lady in the land.
Emma?
Today you will ride in a streamlined buggy rented from Ira Hodgkin's liver stable. Go ahead and read your next line there, Ed.
Oh, and you will carry a beautiful bunch of goldenrod flowers picked special by Moe's Moots himself.
And you will be gave two dippers of ice cream, one vanilla and one strawberry, at Ed Beckley's drugstore and soda fountain.
And and you will get your lovely golden hair shampooed at Moe's Moots' barber shop.
And you will get a lucky horseshoe nail ring made special for your dainty little finger at Caleb Wehunt's blacksmith shop.
And around your pretty white neck will be put a strand of genuine imitation pearls, one on the punch board in Dad Crockett's pastime pool hall and snooker palace.
And you will get a free calendar from Moe's Moots' barber shop.
And your pretty little feet will be shod in a pair of black low-cut three-button Oxfords with built-in arch supports from the Jot-'em-Down store.
And your pretty legs will be made prettier with a pair of best-grade genuine cotton Lyle stockings, plain or ribbed, from Dick Huddleston's store.
And another shampoo from Moe's Moots' barber shop.
And a double-bladed chopping axe and a washboard from the Jot-'em-Down store.
And a sack of high-grade pullet mash from Ezra C. Strunk's feed store.
And you will be escorted to the annual Eagles Lodge 4th of July picnic, box supper, and dance, if it's held this year, by Lum Edwards.
Doggy, that's a long way away.
Again, she gets a look at me, she'll wait.
Yeah, well, it'll give her time to think up an excuse anyway. And when you go to this dance, you will be all got up in a lovely checkered Mother Hubbard made by the Women's Sewing Circle.
And another shampoo at Moe's Moots' barbershop.
After dancing with you, she'll need it.
And to top it all off, Princess Cedric, you will be taken on a sightseeing trip all over Pine Ridge. And now, Princess, I'm going to ask you the question everybody's waiting for me to ask you.
Hot dog.
Princess Cedric, what do you want more than anything else in the whole world?
A jar of peanut butter.
Huh?
Chunk style.